And I'm joined now by Adam Mitchell, director of Barking Geckos, The Snow by Finnegan Kruckenmeier. The tagline to The Snow is that sometimes the smallest hearts are the warmest. Good morning. Adam, are you warm where you are right now?
No, I'm freezing cold, sitting at my desk in my little makeshift office.
Oh, you poor
we
thing.
We just don't do the cold very well in Perth, do we? Like, when it's actually winter, I feel we're coldest in Perth than anywhere else in the world. That's just me, though.
You know, it's all about dressing properly.
Yes, I'm still learning that. I do have a beanie, though, so that's good.
How are you going? Are you? This is your first direction for Barking Gecko, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I worked at the company years and years ago running their Magic Kids program, mm-hmm. which was their sort of practical behind-the-scenes look at His Majesty's Theatre. But since then, really, I've just been directing work for adults. So this is sort of my first foray into making theatre for families or theatre for young people.
Adam Mitchell, are you winning?
Well, look, I think so. I know as a director, you can't say that. You can't say that until it's closing night. But I think we're winning. We've had our first week of performances just for schools. So schools have been visiting us at the State Theatre, which I think it's just always great. Rather than kind of visiting schools with productions, they can actually come to the State Theatre and, you know, experience all the glitz and glamour that you expect from a venue like that. So we've done our first week. I don't know how many shows we've done there, 7 or 8 performances this week. And then tonight is our first public performance for the season, for the public season. So then it's on for 2 weeks during school holidays for families if they want to come down and join us.
Well, Chookers for tonight. I was chatting with Philip from Spare Parts, and we were talking about earlier today, and we were talking about how important those first encounters with the arts are, that they don't underestimate the young person in the audience and give them opportunities to enjoy creativity and hope and joy. I'm sure The Snow is the same, but I read that your artistic director, Luke Kerridge, said it's a big family adventure. It's sort of a mix of a Grimm's fairy tale meets Monty Python. So I'm a little confused, Adam. What does that mean?
Look, it means that it's hilarious. It means it's absolutely hilarious. But I agree with what Philip Mitchell was saying about having really, really exciting and sophisticated experiences for young people. And that's sort of what we've tried to do here. Like this, the story itself is feels a bit like a Grimm's fairy tale. So it has this sort of old school Eastern European kind of styling about it. But then we very much contemporized it. So the basic premise of it is that it's about this little kid who the snow has descended across her village and no one can get out. And so she comes up with a plan, and she builds a catapult and she fires herself across the village. And from there, it's this zany, wacky, very, very Monty Python-esque adventure. And traveling with her companion, Olive, who is a mute giant, it's sort of this amazing caper. But the thing with the snow, I think, which is so fun for audiences, is that we've tried to use every single trick that we've got. There are, you know, there's moving scenery and there's catapults and there's, you know, there's like puppets of all different sizes and shapes. There's classical marionettes. There's tiny little finger puppets. There's music. It's just kind of this amazing sort of, I would call it like a theatrical attack on all senses is sort of what we've tried to do. And at the same time, we're working with some of the funniest people who I know. So it's also very, very funny.
Who is that?
Well, Andrea Gibbs, who you might know.
We all love Andrea and think that she is extremely humorous.
Yes, from the ABC, I think. It's Andrea Gibbs from the ABC now. But, yeah, absolutely. So Andrea, Isaac, Grace Chow and Charlotte Otten, who's our mute giant. And they're joined by Kathy Travers, who is...
Oh, wow.
She's a genius. She's Perth's like absolute consummate piano accordion player. So she's composed all the music, which is kind of tipping our hats to that Eastern European kind of flavor. So the five of them play hundreds and hundreds of different characters, lots of funny hats, lots of music, lots of warmth, and a kind of crazy adventure. So I think it's going to be fun. I think the Perth public are going to have a great time.
So it starts on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, tonight's our preview, and I think there's still a couple of seats tonight for the 6:30, I think. And then, yeah, from next week, there's daytimes and evening performances.
Well, ring the State Theatre and they'll tell you if there's room to squeeze your bottom onto a seat for the preview of The Snow by Finnegan?
Finnegan Krukenmeyer.
That's a name? Is that a real name, do you think?
Apparently he kind of has a similar Germanic background. Mm-hmm. So he's actually in town, so he'll be joining us as well. He's from Adelaide. And Finnegan, he is probably the most commissioned Australian playwright.
Oh, well, excuse me for not knowing that. That's my bad, Adam. I should really, I thought Finnegan might have been a figure from the past, but no, a contemporary playwright who's brilliant.
Brilliant, alive, which is unusual for playwrights often. I believe he was still alive when I checked on him yesterday. He'll be joining us tonight as well, so it'll be good.
So you seem to be coping with your first role as director for Barking Gecko, even though you've done the magic business way back in the day and been directing for adults in between and stealing all the tricks to keep us all entertained for The Snow. Chookers to you, Adam.
Thank you so much. Love to see everyone there.
It's Adam Mitchell from Barking Gecko, and The Snow starts next week at the State Theatre. Get along.